Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The critically acclaimed book, What a Different Corner of the Sky, Though I Never Expected a Life to Be Quite Like This, by Carrie Dyer Keene, is her story. Art biography, romance, inspiration, intergenerational. She takes us back to her days as a child of unconventional parenting, her glorious years as a singer-entertainer in the top clubs, her horrific accident, and the decades of rehabilitation, surpassing all obstacles modern medicine cautioned against. An inspirational story of perseverance and optimism. Carrie Dyer Keene, author of What a Different Corner of the Sky, Though I Never Expected a Life to Be Quite Like This, is our guest from the United Kingdom on This Week in America. Carrie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. What a great story, and I'm so anxious to talk to you about your life. But first of all, let's talk about how this book began. Literally, I understand what sitting around with girlfriends over morning coffee, and suddenly they said you needed to write a book, and therefore the book came about. Was it like that?
That's
was it their
exactly
encouragement?
That's what happened. Yes.
Amazing.
I was sat with the girls. I had regular coffee breaks with the girls every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so those times we just talked, and I was just telling them. So because they asked what had happened, so I sort of related it to them and tried to explain how the accident happened and what was going on.
Yeah, it's
the accident itself was I had been doing a show in the afternoon, and, I was at a barbecue with my first husband, and then suddenly I thought I'd better go home and get changed, because I was due to work that evening in the Mandarin Club in Cedar, Sydney. And so we hit a set of lights that we passed 1,000 times, and that one night they had a left-hand arrow, and my first husband thought that because the left-hand arrow turned green, the lights, main lights had turned green. So he ran the lights, and of course they were red. They threw us across sideways, and we hit another car, and nobody else was hurt, just me. And I was unconscious for 4.5 months.
That's just...
Actually, three months I was unconscious on the life support system. And then I had an out-of-body experience.
Well, okay, and let's talk about that experience, because this is something you talk about quite openly, and it really was life-changing. We'll talk about the impact of the accident and fighting your way back when most doctors didn't think you were going to be able to do that. But first of all, this life-changing experience, this out-of-body experience, talk about that, because it really has shaped who you are today. It's given you a purpose.
It has, for sure, yes. I'm not an overly religious person, but I do have a faith, and I believe that there's someone in charge of everything we do. So suddenly I hear this big voice go, Carrie Keene! Carrie, it was a Dyer, Carrie, it was a sort of thing, because I still get the names mixed up. They called my first married name, which was O'Hare. And I sort of just said, well, you're all right. So I went up and went up to the gate, and I said, yeah. And he went down the list, and he said, not there. He went down the second list, not there. And then looked down the third list, and he said, oh, that's why. You're not meant to be here yet. Go back. And I woke up what seemed like the next day, but which was, in fact, 6 weeks later.
Wow. Why do you think you got that message to go back? It's almost like he had plans for you for the rest of your life.
I think he did, yes. Mom, one of those things that must have been in his mind was when I got back, I spent the first couple of years still trying to get myself back into able to walk and talk and do all that. And then when I was able to walk and talk, my mentor, the man who helped me get started in show business in the first place, he helped me sort of, he talked to me and told me that I still had a lot of good things to give to the world. And so I sort of persevered a bit more to work on the walking and things. And I didn't walk really well at that stage. But he pushed my wheelchair around because I was in the wheelchair.
Yes.
And he pushed it around for a while. And his girlfriend pushed me around. So they were really nice to me for ages. And then about 2 years after that, 3 years after that, he and his then wife, because he married her, came over to England here. And I sort of thought, oh, well, that's goodbye to my carer and to him. So then I had to work on myself. So I worked on myself all the time. His voice was ringing in my ears, do this and that and that and that. So he was with me all the time. And when finally I started to walk and be free and lead an independent life, he and his girlfriend turned up at the court case. So I had a court case for my accident. And so he and his girlfriend, his wife, came to the court case, and he helped me through that as well, which was really good. And then after that, he came over here to live, and his girlfriend, his wife, was still in Australia. And as you can hear by the fact that I don't have it all organized, I'm sort of using my brain, which isn't there.
Yes.
Get it all mixed up still.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to sort all of that out. And so much happened during this period of your life. Our guest on the program is Carrie Dyer Keene. She's coming to us from the United Kingdom. Her book is What a Different Corner of the Sky, Though I Never Expected Life to Be Quite Like This. Book you'll find at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get information on that. Talk about the lawsuit. You were talking about they were there with you with the lawsuit. Talk about that and the results of the lawsuit and what it was like sort of reliving the accident, going through the whole legal process.
That was an absolute nightmare.
Yes.
But I was determined to sort of get something out of it. So, because I sort of thought, well, if I had been continuing an entertainer, I would have been worth a lot of money, and I would have worked in America, and I would have done television and all sorts of things, and probably got involved in acting and doing that sort of thing as well. So I thought, well, that's all the money's gone. And of course, in those days, we're talking about 40 years ago here, $1 million, Australian dollars, was a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
So I sort of thought, that's what I want. And whenever they asked me how much I wanted, I said, well, I won't come out of this with less than $1 million clear in my hand. And the final court, end of the court case, when it got up to $1 million, I sort of said, is that clear? They said, yeah, that's clear. So I said, right, fine, and the court case finished.
Well, that's
so
good. Yes, and you could put all of that behind you. That would have to be so difficult going back through that for the court case. How about as you went back and you started writing down your life, which is such a fascinating, I want to talk about the career because this was an amazing
yes.
career spiral that you were on trajectory. How was it in writing the book and going back and reliving not only the accident, but all of the ups and downs over your life? Was that therapeutic? You got it out there and could deal with it? Or was that challenging emotionally?
That book started basically as a therapy.
Yes.
So, because the doctor said to me that it would be very therapeutic for me to see what I could remember and to write it down and write not write a book, but to write a therapeutic story for yourself. So I thought, all right. So I sort of kept notes under the covers and things in the hospital. I sort of kept, wrote strange, illegible notes and things.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have been able to read them back because I was still couldn't write very well at all. But I wrote funny words and things, and I worked it out. And then when I started to write the book, which was about, I wrote it at home sort of a couple of years after the accident. I started writing, and things were better then.
Yes.
But when I actually started putting it all together in book form, it was about 10 years after the accident. And I was very thankful for the notes I had made in the hospital because they triggered off a whole lot of memories. And so I was able to write the memories in the book. So that was really good. I don't know whether I remember a lot of it now.
Well, that's interesting that you were able to take those notes and go back and refer to those to refresh your memory. I want to talk about this career, which began basically what in school, played the witch in a school production of Hansel
and
Gretel. Talk about your career. For those of us here in the United States, you were on your road and attained a level of stardom as well. Talk about that, because the sky basically was the limit, wasn't it, for you?
The sky was the limit for me, yes. I was working all the major clubs in Australia, and I worked at Opera House, and that was the last big thing I did before the accident. About a week before the accident, I was in the Opera House doing a show, and I've been booked for, Evita was the talk of the town at the time, and everyone was talking about getting the parts of Evita and everything. And I did an incredible amount of auditions for that show. And I was put in the final three. And they were going to tell the winner on the Tuesday, and I had my accident on Sunday. So there was no way I could do it because I was unconscious.
Yes.
But I had been told that I was going to be the Australian Evita. So that was how prominent my career had gotten to. And I was ready. I'd learned all the songs and I'd done all the things. And so I've had that practice of being a witch at school, which was Miss Keane, the man I married, was actually my school teacher at school. And he cast me as a witch because it was a difficult part to learn, and he didn't think anyone else would be able to cope with the strange music and things, the songs. And so he cast me as a witch. So that was my first acting role and my first stage role. So that was fun.
And you're very open about your relationship with him, what he meant to you in your life, personally and professionally. It's in Carrie's wonderful book. Carrie Dyer Keene is our guest in the program. The book is What a Different Corner of the Sky, Though I Never Expected Life to Be Quite Like This. The book's available at Amazon. Go to our website, link on it, and get some information. Time is going by way too quickly on the interview here. Let's talk about the process when you realized, when you came out of this coma and realized that what you were through, a lot of people would have given up probably at that point. You have fought back, and you fought back for decades. What was that like? What was the inspiration for you to keep going? That's, everybody's got a dog. That's absolutely not a problem. Talk about your inspiration, your motivation to keep going, because that is such a powerful message to so many people who are struggling right now.
Well, I'm fairly sure that the out-of-body experience that I had was what made me keep going, because, and I'm not religious, but I do have a faith, and I'm sure there's someone guiding us all and working things through for us. And so, after that out-of-body experience, I thought, well, I'm going to find out what the job that I have to do is. So I hadn't found out at that stage. So I thought, well, I'll just have to stay and get myself better and know what I'm going to do. So I fought for myself to walk, and I learned to walk, and to talk was the first thing. I had to sort of, I mean, I still have a funny voice, but you would not have been able to hold this interview before. I had no voice at all. But Edmund, I've known Edmund since school, and because he was in my school teacher.
Yes.
And then I met up with him, who was a mentor for the show business world. And so he helped me get started and progress through. He helped me develop my show and all that. And then he helped me again when I was getting better, recovering after the accident. He and his wife used to take me shopping and do all sorts of things like that. It was really good. But I have just always admired him to this degree. And suddenly when I was better and everything was right and everything was going right, I had built a house in Australia, and I thought, oh, well, I'm settled here now, it's good. And I suddenly got a letter from Edmund, and it said that even though we'd known each other for so many years, it said, if you think that you could marry an older man and have him help you look after your baby, because I hadn't had a child by then, out of wedlock, and he'd like to help me bring up the baby. So I thought, oh, gee, how wonderful.
And that, yes.
I rang him as what it was to me, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and business 2 o'clock in the morning for him. So this voice says, yeah, hello. And I said, hello. And he said, who is it? And I said, Kerry, you fool. And he went, oh, Kerry. I said, yes. I said, well, because in his letter he's written, if you feel you could marry an older man. And I said, yes. Yes, yes.
The answer is
yes. I married
yes.
you. And that, he said, you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. He said, well, I'm still asleep, so I'll bring you back. So he rang me back about 2 hours later. And we then made plans to get married. And he came across to Australia. We decided that my house was really not right for him to live in, so we sold the house and we moved over here. So we've been over here for 40 years. He's dead now.
Yes,
he died of that. Was actually what I think the reason that I have to come back was for. Edmund had Alzheimer's, he got it after we were married, and I looked after him for 9 years.
Amazing.
And he didn't know who I was at the time, but I looked after him, and so he died in my arms and in the hospital. I just made it in time to see him up there, and he died in my arms. So it was really the end of a lovely romantic story, but he was such an incredible man. He was very intelligent, very clever, and just marvelous man.
This is all in Kerry's book. Kerry's story is What a Different Corner of the Sky, though I never expected a life to be quite like this. Our guest, the author, is Carrie Dyer Keene. Dyer is D-Y-E-R. We'll have all this on our website so you can Google, get information on the book. Carrie, I've got a few minutes left in the program. How are you doing today? I love your enthusiasm, being out there telling the story, inspiring people. How are you doing today?
Today I'm fine. I have regressed slightly with my walking. I now have a trolley that I push, which is like a shopping trolley. And it means that if I do want to get anything, I can just throw it in the trolley and bring it home. But I was walking quite well for a long time, but just recently I've got a bit sort of wobbly. And of course now it's coronavirus.
Yes.
And so I'm not allowed out of the house.
Well, yes, this is such a different time that that we're living in, and you're touching so many people with your book. Are you working on another book? An idea for another book, possibly?
Yeah, possibly going to write another book about Edmund's Alzheimer's and how to react to Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes, yes.
Treat Alzheimer's.
Well, the best of luck with that, and I hope we have time to talk about that after you've written the book, because that will help people as well. Carrie's book is What a Different Corner of the Sky, though I never expected life to be quite like this. Book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, you can link on and get all of that information. I'll spell it if you're Googling. Carrie is K-E-R-R-I. Dyer, D-Y-E-R, and Keene, K-E-E-N. I've given you a lot. If you go to our website, you can link on directly, get information on Carrie and her book, coming to us from the United Kingdom. Carrie, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. A tremendous story that you've written, inspirational, motivational for so many people. I know we just touched the surface today. I'll encourage people to buy the book, and we'll stay in touch and hopefully be able to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome.
And I hope people read it, get inspired by it, and they know how to live life to the full.
That's exactly the case. It'll be motivational. It's a story that you won't be able to put down on so many different levels. It's the book What a Different Corner of the Sky, Though I Never Expected a Life to Be Quite Like This. Carrie Dyer Keene, the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.